Well, Dennis, as we look what's happening in the markets today, I mean, you and I were just chatting about the weather, and I know that there's been a lot of talk. Precipitation seen today in Nebraska and the Dakotas as well, even moving up into Canada for the wheat growers that direction. But when it comes to this weather and what influence it's had on the markets this year, it seems to be a lot stronger than it has in past years.
Yeah, it's extremely variable. And honestly, Susan, in my opinion, we do not know really how to quantify, measure, and adjust for the super wet conditions that we've experienced in large portions of the Corn Belt. You know, record large amounts of June rainfall, followed by heavy rains of, say, the first 10 days of July. We're still trying to quantify and measure exactly what this is doing and will do to the crop as we kind of develop and finish it out. A lot of good corn, especially obviously west of the Mississippi, but overall exactly getting a handle on the yield here is not going to be an easy task.
Are we going to anticipate any changes, at least from the soybean numbers in next Wednesday's report, since the USDA said they were going to do some recalculating in a few states?
I would anticipate some acreage reductions, I would. And if there's not, then I think you've got a 5-6 million acres of soybeans where you have to pencil in a very small yield for them because they were planted so late. So you can kind of do it however you want. But I think there will be some acreage reductions in the report next week for soybean.
How has the demand been for our crops as we get that typical Thursday report from the USDA?
Well, we had real good new crop export sales for the soybeans. We've been hearing consistently how uncompetitive we are in the wheat market, yet I think now for two consecutive weeks, the wheat export sales have been very good. Corn exports have not been real good as of late, but again, that's kind of normal for this time of the year.